This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is my very special guest, Yisrael Gert, who is the founder and CTO of Reflectiz. He's going to spell it for us and tell us what he does. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
So how do we spell your website to visit it? It's kind of like Reflectiz, but it has a Z?
Yeah.
So
R-E-F-L-E-T-I-Z. Yeah.
Reflectiz.
Yeah.
.com. Now, let's reflect on what you do. There's big problems. Macy's had a breach. People have breaches all the time. We worry about supply chain management and hardware all the time because of, you know, backdoors, misconfigurations. What about our apps and our websites in the cloud and those supply chains of, you know, JavaScript developers, people writing code for us? Is this what you can help us secure?
Yes. Actually, yes. Because these days, as you said, all the websites in the world are made from many, many third-party parts. You have many, many suppliers on your site. And the hackers has realized over the last few years that instead of attacking your site, your own site, there's probably defense with firewalls, WAF, and all kinds of defense.
WAF is in the web app firewall.
Web app firewall.
Why try to poke a hole in it
when
you can find a vulnerability in the JavaScript?
In the JavaScript. And because you have sometimes 40, 50, 150 on some sites, there's easier, there's larger attack surface, and it's going to be easier to attack some of them and not your own site.
So you invented and wrote some code that does not require to be installed on my site, yet you're able to determine that I have this risk?
Yes, because when the attacker tried to attack your site and they go to attack some third party on your site, they're going to try to steal their credit card from the users of your site, right?
Right.
And we going to the site like a user. We are like mystery shopper.
So you pretend you're the botnets that are bad guys going to the sites, except you're not a bad guy botnet, you're good guy code.
Yeah, I have a good bot, as you said, and my good bot is going to the site and trying to make a purchase. And during that, our detected browser that we developed is detecting every part of the site and what you're trying to doing.
Really? So you can reflect in the code as a pretend user visiting my retail site or my bank to see if there's any exploitable risk or vulnerability?
Yes.
Known or unknown or both?
Yes, because we are basing on the actions. We know that some JavaScript on your site started to collect the credit card number from your site and sending them to Chinese server right now. And why we are knowing it? Because our browser is the only way for the JavaScript to communicate with the world. So if the JavaScript trying to steal the credit card, you need to ask our browser, give me the credit card number.
So these are client-side JavaScript exploitable pieces of code, not server-side?
Yes.
Do you do both?
No, we are doing only the client
side. The client side, which is very risky.
Yeah.
And that's why cyber criminals are running these botnets today.
And the client-side code is very important because for your servers, you have many, many safety mechanisms right now. All your safety on the company is trying to protect your servers. And we are going to the undetected place of your site. Because when JavaScript is doing something wrong, the only place that this code will run is on the visitor's website, computer.
On the computer browser. Of the user.
Yes, so you can't detect it.
So you can't detect it. Does Reflectiz deploy easily? Is it for large companies, big retailers, or even a small credit union? Can they afford you?
Everybody can afford us. And to deploy us, it's the easiest part on the system. We just need the URL.
I'll give you a URL and you can be deployed right away.
Our sophisticated machine know how to go to the site, how to detect every page on the site, and detect automatically everything that happened on your site.
What does it cost? Can I get pricing out for my users?
Actually, it depends on how risky your site, how on risk. Because if you're on risk and you can't afford even 1 second of hack, it's going to be expensive.
So in other words, if I'm Amazon.com selling goods online, you might charge me $1 million. But if I'm a little dentist office taking online, credit cards for your last visit for your cleaning, that's a much smaller cost.
Yeah.
So you base it on the size of the vendor and maybe the traffic flow and things like that?
No, we don't need to be based on the traffic flow because we don't communicate with your traffic. It's only based on how risky is your site and how many times we need to scan it. Because as we said, so for example...
So if I want to scan my site once a month with you, can I afford you?
Yeah.
It's going even to be if very I'm a affordable. Small vendor?
Yeah. For us, the pricing is based, think of you like Whole Foods, right? If Whole Foods will ask me to send a master shopper to every branch of the country, it's going to be very, very expensive.
I see.
And if you are one store in downtown Manhattan, I can go myself and check it myself, so it's going to be much less expensive.
Got it.
This is the difference.
So it's the scalability of the business based on maybe their CDN and how big they are in the cloud and how many locations. This sounds very innovative and different. Where would you send our viewers, and who would you consider a potential candidate to try out your system? Would it be anybody? Who would you recommend in the vertical markets that are out there?
These days, to use a system like us, you need to have some more knowledge, inside knowledge, to understand what we are doing. If you are a website of a grocery store nearby, you can't afford to deal with all of this because you don't have the power, the enough manpower to use it. We're basically trying to sell to the people that must be...
So those who are at most risk are the ones that need you. Big retailers, government sites.
The companies that probably will be hacked.
Anybody who's going to be hacked and they're big. They've never looked at their JavaScript code running on client side. And Reflectus can do that in mass and scale.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to send them to reflectuswithaz.com.
Yeah. And if, for example, you want to understand what is the risk, how big is the risk, take, for example, British Airways. British Airways, about a year ago, was hacked by a group called MageCart.
British Airways was hacked by who?
A group called MageCart.
Okay.
MageCart are hacking our skimmers, our modern skimmers. The old-fashioned skimmers was planning a device on the ATM to get your credit card number, right?
Yes.
The new fashion, the more advanced skimmers today are hacking to third parties and stealing credit cards from your checkout page.
Checkout page of British Airways. And it happened to them.
Yeah.
Do you know how many credit cards or records they lost? 50,000, 100,000?
They lost 380,000
credit card numbers.
And they got a fine from the authorities for this breach of $230
million. $230
million
fine.
Yeah.
So it would be very inexpensive to hire Reflectus to not let that ever happen again. Yeah. Great. Anything else you want to tell our viewers? I think this is good. It's a good interview.
Yeah, okay.
So, very good. So check out Reflectiz, Reflectiz.com, and learn more about the client-side risks to being exploited, kind of like credit card skimming, in the cloud. If you're a retailer, if you're a government agency, if you're an airline, anybody, a train company, if you're taking data in the cloud, over the web, you have a risk you probably haven't audited for without Yisrael's technology.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.